Hello, this is Grooveverse, Say It Again, a series of live recordings taken from the improvised jazz and spoken word night, Grooveverse. Check out our YouTube channel and Instagram page at Grooveverse to watch snippets from the live show and to find out how you can get your hands on tickets to our next event. The one rule of Grooveverse is that there are no rehearsals, so what you're about to hear is a series of never-to-be-repeated moments of musical mayhem and lyrical wizardry. The irony that, by listening to this podcast, you are actually repeating them isn't lost on me. Enjoy.
Round of applause for Fisky!
Nice, wasn't it? How are we all? Are we well? Yeah. Good stuff. Let's have a round of applause for Henry and Grooveverse to start with. Okay. I'm not going to do too much preamble. I will give you a little bit of a warning. A lot of my stuff's about mental health. I've always written for therapy because I could never afford it. It's a bit of a lie. I spent all my money on drugs and alcohol. Which could be argued is a short-term form of therapy with incredibly bad consequences and decisions if I'm involved. So just a bit of a warning. Should we get into it? All right, so I've got two poems for you. First one's a medley of three poems called... I can't remember what they're called. It's a medley of three poems. Two of them on my album called Cheaper Than Therapy, which is out now. If you like what you hear, please buy it so I can buy some food. I'm a self-employed artist. There we go. That's that done. So, I'm just going to start. And the first two bits is mental health. Very serious. Then I'm going to start saying loads of words that begin with S, and it's going to dramatically speed up. Is that all right? Sweet, we're good. Let's go. Looking for answers where I can't find words. Write them down. Following the in crowd made me frown, because when in crowds, it's hard to stand out. A million things to say, I struggle every day. My dark has no light, it's pitch. Only notes are suicide, ripped. But when my light shines, it's so bright, it shadows any doubt. If I could turn back time, I'd tell me to be me, relentlessly. No apologies or backing down. Fuck turning a frown upside down. I'm taking a world and turning it inside out. Every turn, topsy-turvy, all the hurt got me swerving. But every word keeps the fire burning. Some days I'm tired and sick, nothing ever seems to fit. I want to quit, but I know it has to be okay. For in the end, there is no beginning. So, where do I start when the space between audience and actor, the only thing between me and my main detractor, a stage play, keeping reality at bay. In the wings, watching a story unfold. Untold echoes whisper, no crowd roars. The final curtain draws. My pen's nectar silently leaks applause. Appear standoffish, cause what if they find out I'm not this rock? I ain't got this, I drop it. Scared to plant seeds, cause mini me'll still be me. So adopt this mask, this part man, part will not miss. In theory, when this argument ends, I won't be here. So expect no synopsis. I'm all for truth, but I'm starting to feel like I'm explaining myself. Being so many me's, I don't know which me to leave on the shelf. Each stage's possibility feels like infinity limits me. Find fluidity and solidity, so I live in a soliloquy. Saying words I never heard, so don't ask me why I'm saying them now when back then no one was around. Don't complicate simplicity. The minute we diminish, we leave the vicinity, escape captivity into a world of ability. Where sometimes silent sentences seep serenity. Soul siren screeching, sounding similar to Satan serving sterile substance. So seek sanction, some switch shades, snake shitting skin, swimming seas of sunken souls. So suicide sort, too terrified to talk. Tiptoe through therapy, trawling trauma, triggers torment, tempting tragedy. utilize unions. Ultimately, uniting us unleashes understanding. Unsubscribe from unhelpful utterings. Views don't verify vision. Vanity vandalizes value. Violent vendettas vividly volatile. Vanish in a vortex of valor. Voices voicing the voiceless. Venom vaporized. Verbalized till I vomit verse and vibes. Vocabulary vanguards. Voice of wizard. Woodsy. Wise word writers, when will we wander without worry? Worse miss wobble when we worship woes. Which way is spot marked by X, Y, yearn? Yesterday, yellowing yearbooks, younger you, yanked yonder years. YouTube, yattering, yabbering, yammering, yuppified zombies, zillionaires, zigzagging zestfully for the zillion zodiac cycle at its zenith. I'm excusing myself to catch a zillion Z's in Zion with Zeus and zoos of Zen. How can I never believe in anything again when I wrote these unwritten letters with a broken pen? Thank you. Okay, I would say it's going to lighten up a bit now, but it's not really. Kind of a little bit, but not really. All right, this is my last piece. It's called Conversations with a Ghost. Lived three lives, meaning two of me died. Future and past me's don't exist, meaning presently I'm present me. Presuming the present presents nothing of worth, so the presence of past me's present a future only capable of existing in the past. Rarely present. And then we haven't any music. I'll start again. All right. Sorry, that was my fault. I didn't say anything. I just started doing it. Conversations with a ghost. Lived three lives, meaning two of me died. Future and past me's don't exist, meaning presently I'm present me. Presuming the present presents nothing of worth, so the presence of past me's present a future only capable of existing in the past. Rarely present, in a never-ending present, perfect tense. Presently, I'm perfectly tense. Precedent set in stone leaves little room to grow. Ergo, ego leaves an air of arrogance dimming your glow. No time for goodbyes, even less time for lies. Wrong or right, I'm leaving it all behind. If you're angry at the past or new me, I'm in my 40s, so either way, you're angry at the old me. Let it go, let me go. Roots grounded in toxic soil, unable to grow since 15 years old. Demons, I've seen some, trapped in nightmares, lucid dreams, I need one. If heaven's salvation, death must be freedom. There has to be a heaven. From my content, you'll tell, I've seen the contents of hell. Rather be here than relive those years. I'm content as hell. When I write, I feel everything acceptance. Defend myself from myself, past, present, future, but no acceptance. When things make no sense, someone's lying. I don't react, go quiet, fade away, no pre or forewarn, become an imprint of memories on these four walls. We can't redecorate trauma, I've tried painting over it all. Thoughts out of hand, head buried in the sands. Funny, I see to sit with this shit to know where I stand. My writing's sporadic, between each intermittent piece. I wonder if life's an intermission between peace. If the shepherd's addiction is depression, the sheep, the suppression is deep, that's why expression is key. Why would I debate whether poetry is therapy when poetry is used in therapy? The clue's in the line, neither are one thing, so what you mean, be clear and define. When therapy wasn't there and didn't care, poetry broke down my breakdown and created a platform that took off and made me face up to land it face down. Therapy didn't, or did it? It's not a yes or no answer, it depends what you're going through. Poetry is the only thing that got me through 20 years of grief and addiction. Besides numbing myself with drugs, poetry is the only thing that took the fucking sadness away just for a minute or two. Society told me man up, Therapy said my situation wasn't bad enough. I didn't earn enough. Told me get fucked. So I did. I may have misinterpreted. I may have misinterpreted, but that's the danger of the 90s, thinking it's terribly apt, leaving a grieving 16-year-old to his own devices. Nowadays, you can find a therapy app on 16-year-old devices. I don't mean to be divisive, but all this grief changed me. Nowadays, I barely notice when they leave, let alone grieve. 5 stages of grief, 6 is a stage, because stage by stage, the pain, it waned, I built my name, became a stubborn performer. I will not entertain, being trapped in verses, serving sentences in vain. Conversations with a ghost, pages empty and gone till they become my pen's horn. No ghostwriter needed, you didn't win the game, you cheated. A puzzle missing pieces, not needed to complete me. However you perceive or receive me, deceive me, I'm gone, believe me, leave me. It's nothing new, grief conceive me. I'll ghost you, no trace I exist, like a ghost poo. That's some spooky shit. In the process of healing, but used to solitude, push people away because I was left alone. So a long time ago, accepted I'm better off alone, and they're better off without me. Don't whisper or shout me, anyone who doubts me, talk shit about me. My vocals live forever, even when I let them breathe. There's poetry in the silent parts. Before I depart, impart some wisdom I'll impart. The flowist has told me, let the past rest, it's lived enough. That's mentorship, in this I trust. Forget lights, camera, action, the industry's a farce, removing a soul from our body of art. If we're talking about the present, by the end of this bar, it's already the past. I see no competition, cause only I can be myself, and myself I surpassed. Every word I wrote, removed a lump from my throat. So paraphrase my paragraphs, out of context take a quote. But the old me's dead, you're conversating with a ghost. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Round of applause for the bands and for yourselves and Henry and Groovus. Just before I go, I do run an event called Mind Over Matter where we discuss mental health, we spoken word, hip hop and song. We run events in London and Manchester and we'll be supporting Groovus while I'm up there. Thank you very much.
Give it up for Fisky!